God is wanting to release favor. I believe we're entering into a season and a time where we will see signs of favor and blessing from God. And you know, when you look at those words, favor is friendly regard. It's unfair partiality towards you. It is a gift. It is a sign of appreciation. A blessing means to receive divine favor, to make you happy, to make you prosperous, to be protected from harm and evil. So when we look at that part that God desires to bless us with favor and blessing, that's what he's speaking about. Those are the things that he desires to do. And I don't know about you, but I'm willing to receive that. I'll take that. Like, God, you want to do that? Man, I'll receive that from you. And maybe you're here today, I don't know that blessing stuff. You know, I kind of stay away from that. You know, I'm not into that kind of stuff. You know, I don't know if God really wants to do that. Well, you know, maybe you should just read the scriptures. Now, we're using the New Living Translation here. And no matter what version you want to use, you can check it up. The numbers might differ, but I just thought I'd check it up. See, how many times in the Bible is the word bless used? Found that it's 130 times that the word bless is used there. So then I looked up the word, how about blessing? And that is used 103 times. And then the word blessings with the S on the end, and that's used another 68 times. For over 300 times, the Bible is speaking of blessing. So that would kind of tell me that, you know what, I think God actually does want to bless us. He really, really do. And as I was praying this week for something to speak on, you know, to go along with these 90 days, and this is what really came to my mind, that God desires to bless us and that we're entering into a time when we will see God's favor and God's blessing. And I want you to understand something. I really believe that this is going to be big. I believe there's going to be some big blessings and big favor that happens. And I want to encourage you that when you start seeing that happen, don't get jealous. You know, sometimes that's what happens with us as Christians. We start getting jealous of other people's blessings, and God is starting to pour out blessings, and then we start to grumble and complain because we didn't get blessed, and all of a sudden all the blessings stop. If you see some people getting blessed, start rejoicing with them. Start rejoicing. Start being thankful, and you'll watch the blessings come all the way through to everybody. And I really sense in my spirit that, you know, there's some people that have gone through some things that you may not be aware of. And I really feel that God is going to be blessing some people that have been going through some difficult times or have been on a journey with God for some time, and yet you've gone through periods of loss, suffering, sickness, and yet you remain faithful and true to your God and Savior. And I really believe that God's going to be pouring out upon those folks first. And so that as you see that happening, don't get jealous because you don't know what they've gone through. You don't know what losses they went through. They could have gone to court. You know, they could have done some other ways, but they just left it in God's hands. See, God hasn't forgotten, and I really believe that, and I believe that those blessings are coming. So as we move from these 90 days of vision, I believe we're entering in a time where we'll see those signs of God's favor. Will it be another 90 days? I don't know. But I do know that we're entering into a season of signs of his favor. And so this morning, I just want to share with you just a few passages of Scripture that talk to us about the blessings that God desires to give to us. Now, one of those first ones, I'd like to give credit where credit is due. And that's called the Jabez blessing. This Wednesday, as we were praying and just spending time with God, Ron Ball, he started to pray this prayer. I kind of thought, that's unusual that he's praying that prayer. And it really stuck with me the rest of the night and the whole evening. And it just kind of came back to reinforcing me that, well, yes, God desires to bless us. So thank you, Ron, for helping me out with the message this week. That's the first point belongs to Ron Ball. And we thank you for him. Yeah. But you know, that's God wants to do that. And listen what it says. A passage that most times we don't ever bother reading because a lot of us, you know, we go in the Bible and we don't read the Old Testament for some reason. We think that it's too long, so we'll just read the New Testament. There's some great stories, and sometimes they're hidden amongst some of those genealogies that you start reading. You just kind of flip over, right, because you don't bother reading them because it's just a list of 150 names or something like that, right? But here in the midst of all that, this is what it says. 1 Chronicles 4:9-10, you'll see it on the screen. There was a man named Jabez who was more honorable than any of his brothers. His mother named him Jabez because his birth had been so painful. He was the one who prayed to the God of Israel, "Oh, that you would bless me and expand my territory. Please be with me in all I do and keep me from all trouble and pain." And God granted him his request. Now, I remember reading this book, and I remember that I read it, I think, on a Friday night or a Saturday night, because usually I'm all prepared before Friday hits. But I felt to read that book, and then I had a message from reading that book that man had written about this prayer. And I was kind of looking back to see if I could find it in messages from years ago, and I finally found it was about 10, 12 years ago that I spoke on that. So I'm not going to speak that message, I easily could, but I just want to do some highlights out of there of what I feel that God is saying to us today and for right now. And as I look at this passage, the first thing that kind of jumps out to me is that God releases blessing and favor to people who honor him. There are numbers of you who are here in this church that you have chosen to honor the Lord. And you have been in some situations and circumstances that have been a bit difficult. They could have gone a different way or a different route. And you just chose, you know what? I'm just going to honor the Lord in this. You didn't fight back. You didn't get into a battle. You just kind of left it in the Lord's hands. And you chose, say, I will honor the Lord. And many of you have been honoring him in these 90 days as well. You've been committing yourselves to prayer. You've been committing yourself to hear the voice of God. You've been committing yourself and giving some extra finances. You've been committing yourselves to come out to events such as what we had, a Freedom Weekend and some of our encounter nights. And God has seen that. You have chosen to honor him, and so God will honor you. Jana, we decided to honor her today, and BG just ended this past weekend, and we had the sanctuary, all the chairs out of here, and all these kids were in here, and they were having a blast in here. But she's worthy of that honor. And as she has honored God, do you think our honor is anything compared to what God will do for her? God has some good things that he will do for her, because God will honor those who honor him. And that's so very important. And many of us, I know, we've all honored the Lord, especially during these 90 days. And that seems to be what the Lord is focusing on, that what we've done in these 90 days has been more significant than what you think. And that he is listening to you. He's been listening to the cries of your heart. And he will honor you because you've honored him. Second thing that I see out of here is that our understanding or our circumstances do not determine our future. Now, as you look at this man, Jabez, he had a name that wasn't a very good name. Now, in Bible times, the name was extremely important, and the meaning of that name was extremely important in regards to your future. It was almost like a prophetic word was given to you in your name, designating what you would become or who you're going to be. And what was his name? Well, if you would translate his name means pain, means distress. And he got that name because his mother had an unpleasant experience in childbirth. And so basically, giving him that name was cursing him. She cursed her son that he would be a person that would do no more than cause pain to other people. And maybe you're here today, and maybe you can go back to when you were born. Maybe the circumstances weren't so great when you were born. Maybe some things happened and, you know, maybe parents separated or you didn't have a father to be there. Maybe some other things took place. Maybe, you know, there was a lot of turmoil going on in their lives right then. And maybe they gave you a name that kind of mocked you instead of encouraged you, and that you might have grown up ashamed of your name or a nickname that they may have given you because of your birth. Well, I want to tell you something, that God is bigger than your name. God is bigger than your circumstance. God is bigger than the curses that may have been spoken over your life. And God is bigger than maybe even some nicknames that have been given to you that have not been really uplifting names at all. And see, God is able to elevate us from the least to the greatest. Jabez was a man that became more honorable than all of his brothers. He was considered the least, but he became the greatest. And I believe there's some greatness that is in this church and in this congregation here this morning, where maybe you have grown up in life, or maybe people have put you down and said you're not going to accomplish much, or maybe you were given a name or a nickname that you know wasn't really flattering to you at all. But God's going to change that around and turn around and lift you up, bring you from the bottom to the top. And so, friends, realize that God is able to do that because God can do all things. All things are possible with God. And I really believe that he's planning to elevate you into a more desirable position and a more desirable place, a place of honor where you will be blessed and you will be encouraged. I even sensed that I was doing this, that even in the marketplace and in concerning jobs, maybe you've been demoted, maybe you've taken less pay, maybe you've lost your job. I believe God's going to be turning that around for some of you into that place where you're going to start getting promoted, and that as you go back, you'll be in a higher place than what you were before. And I really believe that God, you know, see, he loves to turn our circumstance that may look bad, that may look terrible, that may not look all that bright. He loves to take circumstances and turn them into a testimony. Because he is that God that turns into things something good, something beautiful. Used to be an old chorus, all my confusion. He understood. But see, God is able to make something beautiful out of you. And I really feel to say elevation is coming for you. Elevation is coming for you. Now, a third thing that pops out to me is that it's okay to ask for a blessing. James said, oh, that you would bless me. Sometimes we got this thing in our head that we're not supposed to ask that, you know, oh, you're too worldly if you ask that. Oh, you must be in that prosperity gospel if you ask that. God says he wanted to bless. They just respond, oh, Lord, can you bless me? Can you bless me? And the answer is, yes, I can. Yes, I can. And so if you're here today and maybe you've been kind of feeling the weight and pressures of sin and pressures of circumstances, pressures of your upbringing, you're wondering, I don't know if God could ever bless me. You know, there's been a rampage of suicide in our area. You know, they keep looking over at what's happening in Saskatchewan. And I'm thinking, man, that's nothing. There's all kinds of that happening right here in this community, in our area. Way more than what's happening there. And maybe you're here today, and maybe you've been feeling, well, you know what? That's where I'm at, Pastor. I really feel like, what's the point of living anymore? Oh, that you would bless me. God says, I will. God says, I want to bless you. And it's okay. God, I need a blessing today. It's okay to ask for that. And then fourthly, I see this part where it says, expand my territory. And I believe God's going to do that God's going to expand people's territory. And I believe that also there in the finances, that God is going to do that. I believe in the job place, that God is going to be opening up some new doors for some people, the advancement, grant territory. I look out into this field, and I keep seeing an empty field. It kind of bugs me with that. I know we don't even have it paid off yet. We still owe $380,000, somewhere around there. But I see buildings there. I see a complex that'll be the centerpiece of our community. That's what I see. Well, God's going to expand our territory. I'm believing God for that. And I believe it personally, and I also believe it corporately for our church. About a month ago or so, I felt this word came to me. It is time for my hidden ones to arise. And there's some of you that are here that you've been kind of one of those hidden ones. Kind of behind the scenes, nobody sees what goes on. Nobody knows what you do. No one sees the prayers that you've been praying. No one sees the sacrifices that you have been making. And I want you to know something God has. And He has a plan for your life. And we're entering into a season where hidden ones, that seem so unimportant, are all of a sudden going to be up here and elevated. And God's going to bless them and expand their territory. Another thing I see as I look at that little prayer, it says, please be with me. And God is with us. God is all around you. God has not forgotten you. He was right beside you. He's going to bless you with His presence so much so that you will know that you have been in the presence of God. I was looking yesterday during our sessions that we had here. I was trying to find a piece of paper of proclamations of who we are in Christ. And I knew I had it somewhere in my desk amidst all of those papers. And so I'm going through all these papers, and of course it's usually at the very bottom, right? You're going through them. But I happened to find another little piece. And it was a little piece of paper, maybe about that big. And on there was a word that Daniel Baker had spoken over the church, that this church would be a place where people would experience intimacy with God. And that's happening. People are experiencing an intimacy with God that they never thought possible. They kind of thought God was way out there. They didn't realize that God could be right here and touch them and just sense His presence all over. And so I really believe that, there's going to be a lot of us here. You're going to be trading your sorrows into joy. You're going to be trading up that pain for some dancing. So there's going to be some trading up that's going to start taking place in your hearts and in your lives. And then a sixth thing that I saw here, that God will grant your requests. See, God heard Jabez, somebody who the world said, you're insignificant. You are a nobody. All you are is a pain and a thing of suffering. But God heard his prayer. God heard him say, oh God, will you bless me? Oh Lord, would you change my circumstance and my situation? Would you begin to elevate me and expand my territory and begin to bless me that I would not cause any pain, I would not cause any grief or any sorrow to anybody? And God said, I heard his prayer and he granted that request. So I thought that was pretty awesome, that little prayer. Another passage of scripture that spoke to me this week came from Psalm 86, 15 to 17. Actually, it was the very next morning, Thursday morning, as I was having some time of devotion, that this one spoke to me. It says, but you, O Lord, are a God of compassion, mercy, slow to get angry, and filled with unfailing love and faithfulness. Look down and have mercy on me. Give your strength to your servant. Save me, the son of your servant. Send me a sign of your favor. That was a key verse to me, and I already felt the Lord just saying, that's what I'm going to do. Send me a sign of your favor, that those who hate me will be put to shame. For you, O Lord, help and comfort me. As I look at this passage, it's not really a passage of blessing, but it's a passage that explains, why would God bother to bless us? Who are we? Who are we that God would bless us? We're no more special than anybody else. But why would he do that? Well, because of who he is. Our God is compassionate. Our God is merciful. Our God is loving. Our God is faithful. Our God is slow to anger. Our God grants us strength. Our God grants us deliverance. Our God grants us comfort. Our God grants us help. Our God grants us mercy. God is good to us. He's a good, good God. He's a good, good Father. What do good fathers do? They give gifts to their children. What do you think your Heavenly Father wants to do to you? The Bible even declares that our Heavenly Father desires to give good gifts unto His children. That's our God. Now, verse 17 really kind of spoke out to me. It says, send me a sign. And that really just jumped out at me as I was reading that. And I really believe that God is going to send us a sign. And there may have been some people that have been mocking you, making fun of you, or kind of looking down at you and saying, oh yeah, that church stuff, and you're overdoing it. You don't need to do all that church stuff. You don't need to come every Sunday. You don't need to go to those prayer meetings. You don't need to go to those things. And they may be mocking you. I believe God's going to show all those people and bring shame to them when they see what God is going to do in your life and how God is going to bless you in your life. Because I believe that blessing is going to be very, very tangible and something that's very visible that they will see. So something's going to happen to show more of those blessings and favor that are on their way. So a sign of favor is going to be sent. And then thirdly, I come to this passage. It's found back in Numbers. And in this chapter of Numbers, it speaks about the priestly blessing. I think number 6. And it says, then the Lord said to Moses, tell Aaron and his sons to bless the people of Israel with this special blessing. May the Lord bless you and protect you. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord show you His favor and give you His peace. That's a passage of Scripture where God is saying to the priests, I want you to declare this over the people. So that, again, there is perfect evidence that God is saying, I want to bless my people. And so he will use the priest or the person, the head of the church, to proclaim a blessing to you. But the blessing is really not from the minister. It's not from the priest. It's really from him. The minister or the person standing in the front of that church is just a person that vocalizes what God is saying and what comes from God's heart. Now, these blessings were given by God. And it clearly shows us that he really does want to bless us. And what is he blessing us with? Protection, grace, mercy, peace, favor, smiling on us, the pleasure of God. And it is a wonderful experience just to experience the pleasure of God over one's life. But what I liked most was what was found in verse 27. Whenever Aaron and his sons bless the people of Israel in my name, I myself will bless them. So you need to realize I can speak a blessing over you. It's not me. It's him. And he, the Lord God Almighty, will indeed bless you. So whenever a priest or a minister, a pastor, a head of a church declares this over you, you need to realize, hey, it's not just him. It's the Lord that will bless me. The blessing will come directly from his throne room. And so this morning, I hope you realize that God really desires to bless us. And I believe in these 90 days, they have been days of blessing. We're hearing from God. Like, that's something we've been crying for years and desiring that. I want to hear from God. I want to know that He's real. I want to know that He speaks today. I want to know that He has a design and a purpose and a future for me. And wow, a lot of people responded. And I know there was others that you heard something too, and you know, you kind of get busy after church and you get talking, you kind of forget to fill out a form or write it down. But God had been speaking. But now that we see all this, I believe we're entering into a season where we will see the signs of the favor and blessing of God through these next weeks and months and year. And we really need to get ready for that, because I really sense God's pleasure over what we've done. There's a lot of people that would have said, you guys are foolish. Oh, that's ridiculous. Who would think that God would bother to speak to any of us? He does. God's not dead. If you got a dead God, well, yeah, of course He's not going to speak. But when you got a God that has risen from the dead, He's alive. He's on the throne room. He can speak, and He can minister, and He can touch our lives. And so this morning, I just want to declare these blessings over you today, that we would receive from the Lord these blessings. So I'm going to ask you as we close today that you would just simply stand, that we might receive and that you might look to realize that as what I am saying, this isn't just coming from me. This is the Lord wanting to bless you. So just to realize that. And that, you know, if kind of just open up your heart and just be willing to receive. Oh, that You would bless me and expand my territory. May You be pleased with us, Lord, and all that we do. And that, Lord, may You keep us from all trouble and from all pain. And then as we have the Lord's or the priestly blessing, may the Lord bless you and protect you. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. And may the Lord show you His favor and give you peace. And then, Lord, we ask for that last part. Send us now a sign of Your favor and blessing. And, Lord, I pray that over this congregation today, that, Lord Jesus, there will be signs of favor and blessing that will come into their lives. That, Lord, there will be testimony after testimony after testimony where, Lord, there will be occasions in our life that, Lord, that we will see the blessing of God. For some, it will be healing. For some, it will just be a rising up within their own family and being recognized that you have something to give, that you're important in that family. Lord, for some, it's going to be a financial thing, that, Lord, that You will bless them. For some, it'll be a new job, Lord, or a promotion in their job, Lord, or finances that come from unusual places. So, Lord, I thank You that You desire to bless Your people. I thank You that You have been pleased with their response over these last 90 days. Lord, I know there's a pleasure that You have. We've seen it a little bit this morning, Lord. I could see a little bit happening with our worship team this morning, that Your pleasure was starting to come down upon them, Lord. And, Father, I ask for that pleasure to be evident amongst Your people here today, that, Lord, they would be blessed. Lord, that they would be touched. Lord, that their territories would be enlarged. Lord, that they would be recognized in their families. And Lord, those with names, Lord, whether it was their birth name or whether it was a nickname that was given to them, that Lord, today that You would rise them above those names, that those names would fall off. And that Lord, just as Jabez was, that Lord, he rose up to be more honorable than all of his brothers. And Lord, I pray that today, that Lord, people here today, that maybe, Lord, are feeling that they're at the bottom, and they've been feeling that they've been there a long time. Lord, there's even been a sense of hopelessness, that what can ever change? This is my lot in life. This is what's been decreed over me. And the Lord would say, no, sir, that's not what has been decreed over you. I desire that you would be blessed. I desire that you would be lifted up. I desire that you would be elevated and you would be brought from the least into the area of the greatest. And so, Lord Jesus, we pray that you would do that and you would do some awesome miracles in our families, in our homes, amongst our friends, amongst our peers, that people will see the favor and the blessing of God on your people. And Lord, for those people that have been going through some persecution, Lord, where for those people that have been they've been going through a time of mocking, sometimes even by other Christians, that Lord Jesus, that they would be elevated, and that Lord, to that place, that shame would come upon those that have mocked them, in Jesus' name. So Lord, we just pray there'd be a release today, and as we walk out of this place, that we would walk in a new anointing and a new release of the favor and the blessing of Almighty God. Lord, you say in your word that as the priest would declare that blessing, that you yourself would indeed declare it, answer it over the people of God. So Lord, I just pray those blessings upon your people here this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. As we close this service here, and maybe as the musicians come back, the instruments, they can just play a song. If you have to go, you're at that, you know, once they start playing, you're free that you can go. But maybe you're also here today, and you might say, man, I've been one of those people that I've had a nickname that has not been flattery. And it really bothers me, and I've lived with that all my life. And I don't want to be referred to that anymore. Sometimes we put labels on people. God didn't put it on you. We want to see those labels destroyed. And that we would rise up to be what God wants us to be. And that we'd be people of honor. And that he would honor us. Maybe you were given a name even at childbirth that wasn't a good name. Or maybe there wasn't a good situation when you were born. So there was something going on. And that's kind of really been like almost like a curse over you. That's what it was for Jabez. But he cried out and said, oh Lord, will you not hear me? Oh Lord, will you not bless me? Oh Lord, will you not see me? And as he asked those things, the Lord responds, and the Lord granted his request. And I believe that God will grant that request today. You're not to stay. Don't be entangled by that name tag. Don't be entangled by that name tag. And that wasn't part really of my message here, but I just feel that so strongly that there's been labels, name tags, nicknames that have been kind of given to you right from birth and right on through, maybe in through school and stuff. And it wasn't a good name. You know, this morning as you come, people have really been identifying with these crosses that we put here, and we have little pieces of paper that we leave here, and maybe you just needed to come and put on there that name and just say, you know what? It stays at the cross today. I will no longer be known by that name. I will no longer take that pain, that distress any longer, because God has desired to bless me. God has desired to lift me up and pick me up. That I won't be that same individual anymore, because I am God's child. And his favor is going to start being shown in my life. And that all those that even have called me names or spoken those things over me, that's going to be broke, because they're going to be put to shame as they realize who I am with God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So as we close this service, you're welcome to come. We have various pastors that can pray for you, prayer team people that can pray for you. And if you just want to spend time by yourself and just you and God and have a little conversation, just kind of like Jabez did, cried out of frustration, oh Lord, can't you bless me? please don't forget me. And you bless me. God desires to bless you. That's what I sense in my heart today. He wants to bless you as his people. So as we close, you're welcome to come to the front. If you have to go, bless you. Thank you for coming to church today. I hope it was an encouraging word for you today and that it was a blessing to you today to be here. And just maybe into a service where worship's a little bit different, but it's good because you sense his presence. That's the kind of worship I want. I want to worship where I get into his presence. And so if you have need of prayer, please feel free to come. We'll pray with you. We have to go. Bless you. Thank you for being in God's house today. It's been a pleasure. God bless you all.
Bethel Family Worship Center, where families grow together.